This is MSO Newsports.com. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Kevin Fassett, head football coach at Ipswich High School. And Kevin, you guys are working out, getting ready for game one at North Reading. But first up, how has your preseason gone so far?
It's went pretty well. We had our ups and downs. We, you know, we're not playing as consistent as I'd like to play. And a lot of guys are still battling for positions. So we got a lot of guys rotating and competing. So as far as starting jobs, going into the opening week, we're still battling, which is good and bad. You'd like to know who your starter is, but, you know, I think the competitive nature of practice and things like that is going to bring us up to a better level. And so right now we got guys battling all over the place. It's great.
Well,
guys are stepping up and pushing the older guys.
Where are some of those battles? It's like a quarterback, running back, or are there other positions?
Sure. I mean, we got a couple receiver spots. We got one lineman spot, quarterback, and running back right now. So there's the offensive side. And then defensively, we got linebackers and our secondary. So it's still young guys are stepping up and impressing us more and more. You know, I think they've had a better couple of days of the final scrimmage. And the older guys got to step back up and be consistent. So it's a fun battle. And I'm sure, you know, in the end, the kid that wants it the most will step up. So,
well, Kevin, as a, you know, starting your second year at Ipswich, do you find yourself and with the team in a kind of a much better situation than you might have thought you were, say, a year ago at this time?
Yeah, sure. I mean, your second year, kids know your expectations. You get to know personalities. You know, we got an off season behind us where guys were able to come into the weight room and work out and know our expectations and our goals. And obviously getting to know the kids and putting kids in certain positions is a huge advantage for us. And, you know, we have very high expectations, and I think the kids are trying to reach those with a lot more effort. And hopefully we reach some of our goals of the season.
Kevin, if you were to drop a few names from Ipswich football, some of your players, who are players that maybe have locked up spots and that you're counting on for big roles with the team this year?
Sure. I would start off with our captains. We have four really good captains this year, and we set really high standards, and we put a lot of weight on them to get these young guys up to speed. And, you know, Charlie Gillis was out last year, got really hurt the first game of the season, was out for the whole season. His junior year, and we got pretty high expectations with him and in both the secondary and at quarterback slash running back position. We have Christian Neuenfeld, who played last year, played an outside linebacker in a wide receiver role, another captain with a huge role. Tommy Ginolfi played wide receiver and corner last year. Again, very similar to the other guys, high expectations. And the last guy is Billy Kashivas, who's playing offensive line, defensive line. And we really put a lot of onus on those guys as they got a lot of playing time, all but Charlie, who Charlie started as a sophomore before he hurt his shoulders junior year. So those guys had the playing experience, and we're kind of leaning on those guys to really lead us in the right direction.
What has come together for you in your scrimmages so far this year? If you were to say we've made progress from point A to point B in scrimmages, where would the progress be?
I would say playing together as a team has been much better. I think defensively, we're running to the football better. Offensively, you know, we're getting more consistency out of some players, but our execution isn't where we want it to be. So individual efforts have gotten better, and then on defense, we got a better team effort running to the football. I'd say those are our big steps, and our goals moving forward really is to execute all 11 guys on offense and do their job, and then, you know, defensively continue to work hard, but, you know, also work on reading your keys and playing with good technique. And you know, running the ball and tackling is everything. We definitely have room to improve there.
Well, it's hard to believe, but the first game is coming right up, less than a week away when you're at North Reading. So how do you see this game against North Reading? What's the kind of the scouting report on the game?
I mean, they have a couple running backs and some and offensive line that are, you know, as good as we're going to see all year. I mean, if there's ever a test, this is the one. And you know, week one, we got an absolute handful. It could be on our schedule the best team. I don't know yet. You know, they're great running backs and McCarthy kid. And, you know, their offensive line does a great job. And they play very solid defense. And then on top of that, they're very well coached. So if we're looking for a challenge, we definitely found one week one. As you saw in the scores last year, they took care of us pretty quickly and early. And, you know, we got a lot of work to do to catch up to them, and we look forward to the challenge.
Yeah, definitely a tough opener. Tell us about your new field in Ipswich. What's describe that to us, because that will be opening up for your second game, your which will be your first home game in 2 weeks when you host Newburyport.
Yeah, sure. No, we look forward to it. I mean, once it gets finished up here, I think they're putting the final touches on it. And it'd be exciting to play on that surface, a true surface. I think, just in small towns like this, you know, our practice field isn't the actual game size field. So being on the game field will give us that real simulation of what we're going to see Friday night as far as offensively, defensively, positioning and whatnot. So we look forward to that and the surface. And, obviously, like everybody else, there hasn't been a lot of rain. So, you know, those surfaces are made to adhere to any kind of weather. So being on that's going to be, hopefully crucial to our success, and look forward to it.
All right. And, Kevin, any changes at all with your coaching staff? And even if there aren't, maybe you could just share with us the guys that are coaching with you this year.
Yeah, sure, Coach. Coach Lampkin jumped in this year. It's his first year coaching. He'll be working with receivers and defensive backs. And guy Lincoln Hank, he went on. He's coaching at Castleton State right now. So he'll be greatly missed. But Zach Lampkin has jumped in and did a great job. And then the rest of the guys are the same guys from last year. And, you know, and with that being said, I think we're starting to work better together and, understand each other, and definitely more consistent at practice. And, you know, shout out to those guys. And that's where if we are successful, it comes from them. I mean, those guys are our workhorses. And Kevin Buckley, the defensive coordinator and offensive line coach. You got Kevin Drisling, who's doing special teams, working with running backs in the secondary. Coach Drown, who's working with our freshman team, but also working with our upperclassmen. And Coach Lampkin, like I mentioned. So, it's been good. And then we have another volunteer, Coach Foschwelos, that helps out with the guys. So, you know, all those guys, we've worked together more than a year now, so we kind of understand where we are, and the flow of practice is a little more smooth, and obviously we're getting a little bit better connected to our kids. So we're definitely, hopefully a year better, but I guess our results will have to see if that's true or not.
Well, definitely a tough one on Friday. And Kevin, anything else about Ipswich football that I didn't ask you about that you want to share with us at this time?
I would say our numbers are going up, and things are getting a little more exciting about football. I know it's a great football town, and there's been some turnover in the past, and our numbers are going up. I think there's an increased interest in the sport. I think other people are jumping on board, and we're excited. We got enough for a freshman team this year, and it sounds like our youth program is starting to come around. So a program as a whole is really taking steps forward in the right direction. And that's really exciting, and hopefully, that'll attract more fans and get people excited again about Ipswich football.
Gotcha. All right, Kevin, always great talking with you, and best of luck this season.
Yes, sir. Thank you, and have a good day.
You too. Kevin Fassett, head football coach at Ipswich High School. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO NewSports.com.